Here, there's no tumas kelim also in the Mikdash. Because the Mishnah said, the sakin, this knife, b'shash chitam, even though maybe it touched the needle, still the knife is tor. So why don't you learn out from here also, there's no gezerah for kelim to become tum in the base of Mikdash. So Rashi b'nei manami, why don't we say also from here? Zochinu, we should learn out from here, she'ein tumas kelim b'migdash. There's no din tome in the Mikdash. Midrabonin, b'dovish she'ein metame min ha-Torah. That's there's only an av hatumah. It's matame kelim. That's matame kelim in the migdish. But anything else that's not matame in the raisa is not matame in the rabbonim. Dilu bechulim, because if this keli would be outside the base of migdish, goes the rabbonim beitumah. Mid the rabbonim a keli could be makabel tumah for something else. V'yafagav dim the raisa tor that non gav yudches dover. V'oichlam v'yakelim shenitmo b'mashkin v'yachetoni second tor. Thereby, the Yudches Dover, it says that a mashkin is only a rishon or a shein l'tumah, when it touches a keli, it's matama the keli. So, you see, outside the base of Migdash, kelim do become tummy. And here we're saying now, this keli, the sakin, the knife, is tor. So why don't we say over, nu chiddush also, that in the base of Migdash, are not kelim, are not makabel tumah. Am Rav Yudah, am Rav, v'teim Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, yodayim koidem gzeiros kelim nishnu. I tell you, there were two separate gzeiras made at two different times. First, it was a gzeira about Yodayim. The Rabbanan said a person's hands, any time it touches any type of tumah, mid Rabbanan your hands become tummy. Then they didn't talk about kelim yet. They didn't make a gzeira that if a kelim touches something, that's tummy, it also becomes tummy. So, Melo, when this Mishnah was learned, I tell you, the chlal, there wasn't a gzeira tumah on kelim. So we can't say, I learned out from this Mishnah, new Chiddush, that in the Beis HaMikdash there's no Tumas Kelim. No, at the time this Mishnah was learned, there was no Tumas Kelim anywhere, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gzeirah of Kelim first came later on. So therefore, at the time of this Mishnah, we only knew of Gzeirah Yodayim. So it's good why he says, from this Mishnah I see, there's no Gzeirah Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash. But Gzeirah Kelim, I have no Raya, because Gzeirah Kelim Mechlal wasn't made yet. That's one Teretz. Omar Rova, V'atavayo boi b'yayim gozru. How could you say that? Both of these gzeiros were made the exact same day by the Yudches Devorim. The Tanan, we learned it in Shabbos, ha-sefer. Now that we have a sefer Torah, or any svarim, the Rabbonim will graze a tumor on it. V'hayadayim, a person's hands, is automatically tumor. V'yatfu yayim, v'yoychlim v'yakelim, shenitmo b'mashkin. A food or a kelim that touched only a mashka tzurishin of tumah, that the kelim becomes tummy, and that's only midrabbanan, and it's both made at the exact same time. So the exact same time they made the yugzera that a person's yodayim became tummy, they also made yugzera that kelim became tummy. So b'shas this mishnah was learned that there was the gzera of yodayim, pshita there was the gzera of kelim also. So then we're back to the kasha. Why don't we learn out from this mishnah that even though the rabbanim made gzera kelim could be makabel tumah midrabbanan? But in the base of Midrash, they didn't do that. And Rashi says, Yodayim, Rashi, Koidem, first sentence was, Koidem Gzeres Kelim Nishnu, Letamim with Rabbonin. Ugashi, the way the Zu Adayim Lanigzu Gzeres Chachamim Atumas Kelim. Yeah, that's the first sentence. Then the Mora says, that can't be. Boy Bayim, Vialilas Baalidas Chananya Ben Chiskiya, Ben Gurim, Vietzias HaShabbos, the Gemara Chalz brings down the Maisa, in his attic, they made Yudches Devorim, that non Elo Poisnes Atruma, Ha Sefer. Why did they make a sefer tamei? Mishum takana svarim, that they wanted to fix the svarim itself. They used to leave truma next to the svarim. And since the food was near the sefer, the mouses used to come to eat the food, and they would also eat the sefer also. Therefore, the rabbanan didn't want you to have any food near the sefer, so they said a sefer terah has a din tuma mid rabbanan. Therefore, you're not allowed to put your truma near the sefer, because the truma will become tamei. So that was a gzeira that all the svarim are tamei, not to have food near the svarim. Vayodayim, afilu stamim, not only if your hands touch a rishon or a shein l'tuma, even stam hands are tamei. Im noga b'truma b'lein afilu shadayim. Whenever you touch truma without washing your hands, midrabbanan your hands are matama the truma. That's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread. So Takana likes those kahanim that eat truma, they should also always be used to washing their hands before they eat bread. But tzfu yom, what's the parochi diraisa? Mishani sami mikan. Tzfu yom diraisa is matama. So Gemara says take out tzfu yom. But I call upon him, you see, it's the exact same time the gzeira of Yodayim was with the gzeira of kelim. So then we're back to the kasha. Why don't we learn out from this mishnah? There's no tumat kelim in the base of Migdish. So Gemara answers like this: Elo amar Rava. Hanach letumah sakin. Leave out the tumah of a sakin of a knife. That even by chulin, a knife is not mekabel tuma. Why not? Hai sakin noga b'mai. What are we afraid about? You have this knife, the shoychit's knife that you shechted the animal with. What are we afraid? What did the sakin touch? Ilema de noga b'bosor. If you want to say that the knife touched the meat. So we're saying now the meat is tuma. Because since the needle touched the meat, the needle made the bosor tuma. So now the bosor's tuma, when the knife touches it, you want to say the knife should become tamei? Ho'ein oichem atamakeli. Now we have a klal. Oichlem cannot be matamakelim, even midrabbonin. If a keli touches an oichel that's a rishon l'tuma, the keli does not become tamei. V'yelo de noga b'machit. Now what are you afraid about? Maybe the knife touched the needle itself. While you were shechting the animal, the knife got in contact with that needle that's in the bosa. That's what you're afraid about. For the Gemara, no, that's also not mekabel tuma. The klal we had before was for ein kli matama keli. We had yesterday one object cannot be matama the same object. A keli can't be matama keli. Oichel can't be matama oichel. Mashkim can't be matama mashkim. So you can't. We're not afraid if the sakin touched the machet, because the keli can't be matama another keli, even with the rabbonim, even chutz from the base of migdish. So Melo, there's no edus here. Yeah. So Melo, that's why it's not shver. That's why from this Mishnah we don't learn out that they weren't geyser tumas kelim in the base of Migdish. Maybe they were geyser. Maybe if a keli touches, Oichel is not matamah. We will be the case that would be matamah. I'm not sure. Yeah, Rashi speaks out. But the only gzer the Rabbanim made was by mashkin. Mashkin Rabbanim made that if any type of tumah touches a mashkin becomes like a rishon tumah. Or even like an avatum of the mashkin. So therefore, when the mashkin touches a keli, that would become tummy. That's the din de rabbanon. That when mashkin, liquid, touches kelim, it could be matam of the kelim. Now that could be true maybe even in the base of Middash also. It could be in the base of Middash also. If you have liquid that's tummy, if it touches a keli, maybe the keli is makabotumba. From this Mishnah, we don't see that like that. This Mishnah just says that the sakin that maybe touched the needle doesn't become tummy. Because that's a lacha all over. A keli can't be matam a keli. But maybe the din de rabbanon that mashkin, liquid, could be matama kelim, maybe that holds true even in the base of Migdish. So therefore you can't bring a raya from this mishnah to the din of kelim, so we only bring a raya to the din of netilas of yadayim. That yadayim, even though outside the base of Migdish, anything your hands touch becomes tameh, but in the base of Migdish, rabbanon weren't geyzer tumah under yadayim. For the Gemara now, hai machet maya vidite. This needle, what type of a tumor does this needle have? Like, what type of a tumor is it? Inema sofik machet. If you, or better, what is this needle talking about? Like, all the story was, you found a needle inside the bosser. There's no history about this needle. We don't know if it was tummy, not tummy. So what are we talking about? Inema sofik machet. If you want to stop, tell me a story. Stam, there's no history on the needle. You shechted this carbon, and inside the carbon, the meat, you found a needle. Stam a suffix, you don't know what the needle is. For itma, we learned. Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina. Chadoma, one says, like Gozro, al suffix, heroikin, shev Yishlayim. If you find spit on the floor in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid, maybe it's tummy. But there's a locha, a nidur, or a zav, or a zavon. The spit that comes out of them is also an avatumah. That's called a mashka that comes out of the goof of a zav and a zav and a nidor is tummy. So if you find spit on the floor, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe it came from a zav or a zav, and it's Torah. The chadam, another man, the yom instead learned that like gozru al sofik a kelim shib Yishlayim. You should know if you find kelim in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid. You see, clearly you don't have to be afraid of a suffix. If you found the keli or not, if you found the keli in Yerushalayim, and you don't know what the halacha is, you could have the right to say it's Torah. So this needle also, if this needle has no history to it, you stop finding now the first time this needle inside the basar, why is it tamei? Here the edus was in Yerushalayim, a suffix roikin is Torah, and in Yerushalayim, a suffix kelim is Torah. You found the suffix keli, it's also Torah. So Marav Rav Yudah, Marav, we have to be talking about that now, Mishnah, could go in Sha'ov Doloi Machet Tomei Meis. We're talking about the person knew the history. He had a needle that was a Tomei Meis. There was a needle posture touched a person that was Tomei Meis. A person, Ruvain, touched a mace. He's an Avatumma. And he had a needle. He touched this needle. So who the needle was also an Avatumma. The Kirim Abosar. And then now when he shechts the animal, he recognizes, Oyvei, that's the needle I had yesterday. Whereas the owner himself, the owner of this carbon, knew that yesterday the owner was a tanei neis, and he remembered he had a needle with a red spot on it that he touched then, and now he didn't know what happened to it. And before his eyes, b'shas teshchita, when the kohen shows him the meat, he sees his red needle is in the meat. So the person knows clearly, this is my red needle that has a tamei neis on it. For the Gemara, if that's true, that can, if that's true, it's very shver. We'll soon see. That's one teretz of the Gemara. So that's how we know this needle is tamei, and therefore the meat becomes tamei. The Gemara soon going to ask, that can't be. Because if the needle is an avatumah, so it should even be matama the person also then. When the kohen touches this meat, we should be afraid maybe the kohen touched the needle, and the needle is an avatumah, so maybe he writes it matama the person. Like later the Gemara's going to ask, this can't be the case. But so far we're learning this needle, we know the history of it. It was a tamei mei stick a needle. That's why it's matama the boss of the meat. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avinomar, who going shohoisa pora chasuma. I tell you, we're talking about this animal, this cow that you use for your carbon was chasuma, was muzzled. And you brought the animal, the Bialim lived outside Yerushalayim. So by the time the animal came inside Yerushalayim, he was muzzled up. We know for sure he did not eat the keli, he did not swallow this needle in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim, the whole time his mouth was muzzled. Therefore, where did this animal swallow this needle? It had to be where it was brought from out of Yerushalayim. Now, out of Yerushalayim, that's no takana. Out of Yerushalayim, it could be that a Sofer Keli is Tomei. There's only a cloud in Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim will not goes a tumor on a Sofer Keli. But outside Yerushalayim, then even on a Sofer Keli, mid Rabbanim, the Keli is Tomei. So that's what we're talking about here. This animal came from outside Yerushalayim, and when it came through Yerushalayim, it was muzzled. So there's no suffix, the needle did not get inside it while it was in Yerushalayim. The needle came from chutz from Yerushalayim. So out of Yerushalayim, a suffix keli is tamei. That's the case we're talking about. This needle is only tamei with the Rabbanim because it's a suffix tamei. Yegufa. We have Lezer, we have Yosef, we have Chanina. Chadoma loy gozro al suffix heroikin shev Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, if you walk down the streets, and you find some spit on the floor, it's tor. You don't have to be able to suffolk its tummy. V'chadomah, one learned. V'chadomah, like gozer al suffolk a kelim shev Yerushalayim. If you find a keli on the floor in Yerushalayim, you can name on its tor. For the Gemara, roikim tanina, kelim tanina. Like it's a kash on these, both these amaroyim. One of these two amaroyim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, telling us a chiddush, it's a Mishnah. Like Namara usually doesn't just say over something that says in the Mishnah. What do we need the amaroyim for? So the Gemara, Roik and Tanina, where's the Mishnah about Roik? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Shkolim, Kol ha-Roikin ha-Nimtsoim Yerushalayim Torim. Any Roik you find in Yerushalayim, any spit you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, is Torim. Chutz, there's only one exception. Chutz Mishel Shukelion. The Shukelion, the special street, the upper street, that was the Mokim Rashi says where the Temeim used to stay there. The Zovim used to stay there. So in that place, if you find spit there, you have to Nemon that Mestom is the spit from the Tomadika person, and it's an Avatuma. But only that one street is Tomei, every other street is Torah in Yerushalayim. So the Pharisee and Mishnah, what do I need the Amara for? And the Gemara, Lotzricha, the Chiddush is, Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav, Kalim. Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav. Even though that in your Saviva, like in your alleyway, in your Mavui, where you live, you know there's a Zav there, still in Yerushalayim's Torah. That's what the Amara says. It's from the Mishnah alone, I would say it's only Torah, if you don't know if a parish of Zav lives in your street. But where you know a Zav lives in your street, then maybe you have to be machmir. That if you find spit on the floor, even in Yerushalayim, maybe you have to go to Chumrah. Maybe this roik came from the Zav, which makes it an avatumah. Kamashlon, the Amara know that in Yerushalayim there's never a case that's tumay. Every suffix roik is always torah. That's the chiddush of the Amara over the Mishnah. For the Gemara, kelim tanina, the kashlon on the second Amara. What do you have to tell me a chiddush that kelim is a suffix keli is torah in Yerushalayim? There's a Mishnah. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Shkolim. Call out keli, any type of keli. Hanim tzorim Yerushalayim. You found it in Yerushalayim. The look is like this. Derech you read lebeis tefillah. Have you found it on the road going down to the mikvah? So Rashi says then they used to have two different roads. One road led you down to the mikvah, and another road you used to take to go up from the mikvah. So now it depends. If you found the keli derech you read on the road going down to the mikvah, the base of tefillah tumeim. Then in asaf you have to say it's tumei, because most probably the person was taking this keli to the mikvah. It was a tumadika keli, and he wanted to put it into the mikvah to make it torah. And on his way down, he dropped it. So if you find the kelim on the road going down to the mikvah, min hastam it's tumei. What about derech? It's a diyak hodiyal maturim. But any other place in Yerushalayim, any other street in Yerushalayim, you find the keli on the ground, mashma keli it's torah. The only street that a safek keli is tamei is the street going down to the mikvah. But any other street, mashma keli is torah. So of course it's off in the Mishnah. So what do I need the Amora for? The Gemara says no, it's not enough in the Mishnah. All the time according to your diyak, what you want to say now, ema sefer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? It says derech aliyah torim. It says another halacha, that if you find the keli on the road that goes up from the mikvah, like we said, there are two different roads. One road leads you down to the mikvah, another road leads you up. So if you find the keli on the road coming up, then we say it's torah. Why? Because most probably the person already put it in the mikvah, and he was taking it home, and he dropped it there. So you can make a deal that where do we say a safek keli is torah? Only on the road going up from the mikvah. But today you call the Alma, mashma any other road in Yerushalayim, Tumeim. So this Mishnah alone is not clearly saying that any place in Yerushalayim is Torah. That's why it's good we need the Amora. The Amora has to explain to us that the Pshan, the Mishnah is, the Diyak is the Resha. That the only time it's Tumeim is only the road going down to the mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is Torah. So I need an Amora to tell us that. Because for the Mishnah alone I would make a mistake, maybe the Sefer is Diyak. So the Amora, El Resha Davkon, V'Sefer Lav Davkon. Okay, that's what the Amora is telling us. That the Resha, the Mishnah Davkon, that the only place in Yerushalayim, if you find the Keli Sofik, it's Tomei, is only on the road going down to the Mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is Tor. That's what the Sefer says, the road coming up is Tor, that's Lav Davkon. It just says the opposite of the Resha. But Lav Davkon, only the road coming up is Tor. Any road in Yerushalayim, any place you find Kelim in Yerushalayim, Min Astam, we name on it's Tor. The Gemara is Ulafuke Gezaisa. The only one case that the Sefer is Lav Davkon. Now, what is the Sefer altogether for? It's Lafuke Gezaisa. Rashi says Gezaisa, that's a small street, that there we are afraid maybe the Keli is Tomei. So, Ulafuke Gezaisa is Mavoyas Ketanim, small alleyways, Shoyasomach Lederach Yerida, that was near the road going down to the mikvah. So the Yaleo Derech Yeridim Aliyah Upam Shoy Yordim Derech Oysim Avoyis Upam Oylin Vano Tumeim Misafi Shrei Metchila Tumeim. In other words, you have these small alleyways, that these alleyways sometimes you could use it to go down to the mikvah, and sometimes you could use it to come up from the mikvah. So an alleyway near the mikvah, we have a suffix now. At what point did the person lose his keli? Did he lose it on the way going down to the mikvah, standing still Tumei, or did he lose it on the way coming up, and then we say it's Torah? So Rashi says, since this keli for sure, before it came to this alleyway, was Tumei. Because otherwise you wouldn't find kelim near to the road going down to the mikvah. So for sure, before it came to the road, it was Tumei. You have a suffix now. Was it lost on the way going down, or was it lost on the way going up? So since this keli had a cheskas tumor on it, here you have to be machmer. But any other place in Yerushalayim, abi it's not near the mikvah, or at least it's not the road coming up from the mikvah, it's not the road going down to the mikvah, then when we say it's Torah. It's the only place it's tummy is either the road going down, or else this other road that you could go down to the mikvah, come up from the mikvah. Those are the only two places that it's tummy. But any other place in Yerushalayim, all the kelim are Torah. Any suffix keli is Torah. Right. For the Gemara now, all the Rav the Yomar could go in Sha'ov the Loi, Machet Tomei Meis. Rav said the case of the first Mishnah, that we found this needle in the meat of the behemoth, is talking about a needle that has a history to it. We know clearly that was your red needle that you touched when you were Tomei Meis. Ve'akiru b'vosa, for the Gemara, kivon d'yamamar, since we learned before, the Pasuk says, v'chalal cheriv, that if a cheriv, the sword, touches the mace, we dance from this Pasuk, cheriv harayuk v'chalal, that a sword, any metal keli, when it touches the mace, has the same halacha like the mace itself. If a sword touches the mace, just like the mace is avi avos atuma, who adin the sword, or any metal keli, like here the smachar, this needle also becomes an avi avos atuma. Now let's say it touched a tummy mace, means an odom, a person that touched the mace. So the person now, this live person, is an avatuma. Let's say this Ava Tumo, this person touches a kli, a metal keli. So the metal keli also becomes like the Ava Tumo itself. See, you're telling me now this needle was owned by a Tumo Meis, so the person touched the needle. So this needle now is also an Ava Tumo. Of a Zoy, if the needle is an Ava Tumo, why does the Mishnah say that the Kohen's hands is still tor and the sack and the knife is still tor? Why? If the sakin touches this avatoma, it becomes tameh. An avatoma could be metama odom v'kelim. So this needle, since it touched a person that touched the mace, that person is an avatoma, the needle is also an avatoma. So if a new person touches it now, he also becomes tameh. So why does the Mishnah say the kohen and the sakin is tor? It can't be talking about a needle that has an avatoma on it. Have the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Zoy Sameris. From this Mishnah, and according to whether Rav learns still it's good, we learn out a Chiddush like this, that the Azora Rishus Rabbimi. I tell you, in the Azora, the Mokum where they made the Shechita on the Korban, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. Because usually there's a lot of people there in the Azora. The Mela, the Hevele, Sofik, Tumor Rishus Rabbim. It's only a Sofik if the Koyin or the knife touch the needle. I mean, true. The needle now is Navatumah. If we know for sure the person touched the needle, the person is tummy. If we know for sure the knife touched the knife is tummy. But here we're talking about we don't know for sure it touched it. We just see that the needle is inside the meat. So for sure the needle touched the meat. Did the knife touch the needle? We don't have any raya for that. So therefore, since the suffix took place in the Azara, and the Azara is called Rishus Rabbim, the klal is, Sofik Tumor B'Shus Rabim, V'chol Sofik Tumor B'Shus Rabim, Sveiki Tor. We learn out from Pashas HaSaita that any Sofik B'Shus Rabim is Tor. Sofik Tumor HaKasha, what are you telling me now? Ha B'Shus HaYochid Sveiki Tomei. Master of the Azorah would have a Shem B'Shus HaYochid, or else in the B'Shus HaYochid, the same type of a case, then when a Sofik would become Tomei. Kadimor Tomei who? Michtin, let's see. Hai machit dove shein badasli shoilhu. This needle, you can't ask him a question. If you ask the needle, are you tummy or not, he won't answer you. Any keli is called dove shein badasli shoil. Now the klal is like this, in the Gemara Saitam. We call dove shein badasli shoil. Anytime we have a suffix on something that you can't ask it, did it become tummy or not, it was a matam or something else or not, bein rishus rabin, bein rishus yachid, sveikei tor. Whether the suffix took place even in rishus yachid, still sveikei is tor. When do we say that Sofik Tumor B'Shus HaYochid is Tamei? You learn out from Saitam, there are two people. There's a man and a lady. We have a Sofik, did they have Znus together? So Sofik B'Shus HaYochid, we say that Tamei. But really, you could ask them, did they do it? They could answer you. So we learn out from that, any type of a Tumor, if you have a Sofik, did a person touch something that's Tamei? Since you could ask the person, he's called the Yesh Badach L'Shoyl, it's good, he's Sofik Tamei. But our core point of the sack in this knife here, though, the knife, you can't ask any questions to the knife. So the knife is called a dove shein b'dasli shoril. That's the klal. Even b'shus yachid sveiki is tor. And for the Gemara here wouldn't be shver. Mishum dehevei sofik tuma bo b'dayodim. Who touched the knife? That maybe touched the sakin. The person was touching the knife. So therefore, you could ask the person: did this knife touch the sakin? Did this knife touch the machet? Hey, even though the question is, was the sakin tamein? But since the only sofik is because an adam moved it, that's called Sofik Tuma Habo Bidayodam. The Yom Rav Yechinen, Sofik Tuma Habo Bidayodam, Nisholam Alehem. It's considered